This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
So it begins. Double City, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do mean that, too. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. The election polls are closing all over the place. And I got to tell you, I'm still surprised. Some of you might be, too. Joe Biden is running away with a multitude of states. Right now, he's got Alabama, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Virginia. And, you know, you look at Sanders. I mean, now look. Some of these aren't, they're projecting that Sanders is going to pull off Colorado. And he's won in Vermont. Now, Vermont, my God, Warren couldn't do anything there. You know, you think that'd be a slam dunk for her? What is she coming third in Massachusetts? Are we serious? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And I do want you part of the solution. I do want you involved and engaged. You know, when you, man, I don't know. I really thought that Bernie was going to pick up more. But I think with all the runaway language that he's had lately around socialism, I think that hurt him big time. There, you know, we're not that we're not ready for it. We know how bad it is. Americans know how bad it is. Many people came to this country, came here to get away from socialism, get away from communism, get away from dictatorships. So I find it really interesting that Bernie and others think it's not an issue. And then you have religious freedoms. You know, Bernie would be the least religious president we've had in a long time. Well, outwardly, anyway. Really, think about it. And AOC compares religious liberty to white supremacy and bigotry. She's just a ball of contradictions. I'm trying to be nice about it, people. Come on. I mean, seriously. Anyway, as the polls keep closing, we'll keep giving you results. I know I got so much. We do. We have a lot to talk about tonight, a lot to talk about in these areas and with these issues. I don't know if you guys heard today. There's a DA in Los Angeles running for office, and her husband pulled a gun on a bunch of people, a bunch of protesters, if you would, Black Lives Matter protesters, who showed up at 5:40 in the morning and walked up on her porch and started ringing her doorbell. Now everybody's all up in arms because the husband pulled a gun. All these people standing out on the porch and in front lawn, they have no business being there. Go away. This is your home. Early Monday morning, 30 Black Lives Matter protesters descended on the home of Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey. Now a group of them Now, this dirty to begin with, rang her first her front doorbell, and they demanded that she come out for a community meeting. I'm sorry. The only thing you're going to get from me at 5:40 in the morning is a hot pot of coffee in your face, okay? Now, instead, her husband answered the door with a pistol in his hand. Now, one of the BLM members took a 45, 50-second video, and very upset with the fact that the husband would show up with a gun. Now, you're hearing all that noise. You're hearing all those people outside your front door. They ring your doorbell, and you think that you're not going to startle somebody inside the house? He yells, "Get out. Get off my front lawn now. Get off the porch now." One of the BLM members says, "Good morning," very cheerfully. He said, "Get off my porch." "Are you going to shoot me?" she says. He says, "I will shoot you if you don't get off my..." That's what I would say. Get off my property, get off my porch, get out of my yard. I don't know who you are. 5:40 in the morning, there's 30 people out here. Go away. I am feeling threatened. And he says, "I don't care who you are. Get off my porch." And we're calling the police. Now, they think they have a right to do this because the person's an elected official. Even elected officials have private property. They have a right to privacy. According to the L.A. Police Department, there was a call for service at 5:40 a.m. to the same block as Lacey's home address. Abdullah, the Black Lives Matter person, claimed that she had been trying to meet with Jackie Lacey for 2 years regarding what she believes a failure of the district attorney's office to prosecute the LAPD officers for wrongful deaths of civilians. Now, she says almost 400 of them have either been died or abused while in custody. Now, Lacey says, hey, she offered to meet with the representatives, but they were rejected, right? She wanted to meet with them one-on-one in a small group. She was not going to meet with them in a large group. And frankly, I don't blame her, because all it was going to be was a hate fest and a yell fest, and that doesn't get anybody anywhere. It's hard to watch the video of David Lacey waving a gun in the group of activists and one person. You know, it was not a reasonable response. Now, Lacey never should have answered the door in the first place, according to the writer. Why not? Look, you come into my house at 5:40 in the morning. You think you have rights to do something you have no right to do. You're going to get some action. Joe Vasini, your host. Brad Dankus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. Almost. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be with us, pay attention, get involved. Otherwise, why bother, right? Go back to sleep on the couch. Seriously. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let me bring him on because I always enjoy his time with him. Brad Dacus joins us, as he does every week, to kind of get a handle on who's protecting us. What are your rights as parents, as American citizens? Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure. All right, we're going to hit the numbers in the race, but we're going to wait a few minutes here. We're going to touch on the Supreme Court first. First and foremost, before I get into some of the cases that are going to be taken on, people don't realize when you get to the Supreme Court, when you make your argument, it's not an all-day affair, is it?
Well, no, you're right. It's fairly short, actually. And in fact, when an attorney starts making his case, he will start making their case, and literally maybe 30 seconds into it, maybe 2 minutes, one of the justices will interrupt them and start, you know, hammering with questions. And so it's really not the drawn out presentation format that many people think it is. It's really about being able to think on your on the moment and be able to answer questions that are being thrown at you by justices who presumably have already studied your oral arguments and that you're making and are able to possibly trip you up. So that's what it's about, and they can go either way. But usually, justices, in all honesty, have already made up their mind well prior to oral argument.
I believe that. I very much believe that. Of course they've read things. But what do you get? You get about 20 minutes each, ultimately? I mean, how long do you actually get in front of the justices themselves?
Yeah, it's that's about right. And what we're looking at, sometimes you'll have the court have a longer period of time, or sometimes we'll have several presenters on one side making different presentations and angles, but yeah, that's usually what it is. And sometimes the Supreme Court justices themselves will actually talk more than the attorney who's making the arguments. They'll go on in the context of asking a question. They'll go on and on and on and on and on and on, and then they'll put their little token question at the end. But in reality, they're just trying to make their case. And other times, they'll go ahead and ask the question as a nice, softball, underhand serve, laying it all out for the attorney doing oral argument to make and affirm the point that justice wants to be made. So attorneys have to be really paying attention carefully as to whether or not the justice is really seeking to actually get a real question answered, whether the justice is trying to attack them and undermine them, or whether the justice is actually laying a nice foundation for them to hit the ball out of the park.
being set up. Oh yeah, that's what you need. I'm sure Scalia was really good at that, one way or the other.
Yes. Yes, he was, actually.
All right, so if you want some results, people, you paid attention to Super Tuesday, God knows why, but Biden's taking Alabama. Sanders looks like he's going to walk away with Colorado. Biden is also in North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Virginia. Vermont goes to Sanders, but Colorado, obviously, that's going to go to Sanders, too, because you know what they do there. But there's a lot more. I can't believe it looks like he's going to take Texas, which...
Yes.
How? I want to know how. How does Bernie take Texas?
That does seem a little unusual at first blush, but what people don't realize, though, is that in Texas you have the actual city of Austin,
right.
The city population of Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. Those are blue areas, and you have groups there, some often very liberal in these areas, and that's one reason why school districts are often falsely assumed in Texas to be quote unquote parent friendly or safe for conservatives, because in reality those school districts controlled by those cities are actually very similar to the school districts in many parts of California.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I've heard that there's more and more people moving in there that are more liberal. And it's really funny how they move to these states, because they want, they want to get away from the craziness of the state they just came out of. And what do they bring to it? The same principles, the same policies that ruined the place they were in. It is definitely a head-scratcher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, and it's frustrating to a lot of Texans who've lived there a good while, who... see their communities changing, some of the politics changing, and particularly some of the school districts changing with some of the curriculum. Austin and Fort Worth, especially, you think those are very different. Well, in reality, they have radical sex education curriculum that the average parent would blush about having to present themselves and would actually be offended many times when they look at actually what's being pushed from a moral moral perspective. So, so Texas has that element, and that's why I am, you know, not surprised to see Sanders taking Texas as it looks like he's going to.
Yeah, well, you're a better man than I, because I just kind of threw it up that, okay, no problem. I'm sure Biden will walk away with that or what have you. But Bloomberg is really has a dismal showing pretty much every year. Where, and he said something earlier tonight at one of his speeches. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I don't want to misquote the man. Right? He said that he's campaigning or has campaigned in the states that really matter, unlike the other candidates. Now, unless you're really in a coma, what he just said was every state he hasn't been to doesn't matter. Right?
That is the other side of the coin, yes.
My God.
And I'm not, in a way, I'm not surprised after watching him in that that first debate. You know, he I see him as sometimes shooting himself in the foot worse than any of his opponents. And by making statements like that, it's really not going to help his candidacy.
No, and you know what? He was talking to the event about how he is the only candidate he believes that could reach Republican moderates. And I'm trying to think, he must spell moderate differently than I do. Because you and I both know moderate Republicans. None of them are voting for him, are they? Well,
No, they sure aren't. And you know, Bloomberg is known for the nanny state. He's the, when you look at what he did in New York and all the government controls. So, yeah, I think he's got definitely problems. He spent, half a billion. You'd think there'd be more progress.
This is the most expensive loss in history. Anyway, Joe Mussini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is storming out of the gate with some early wins in states on this Super Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tim, there are lots of delegates up for grabs this Super Tuesday. 415 delegates at stake in California, 228 in Texas. So far, as polls continue to close across the country and the votes being counted, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, and Alabama. Bernie Sanders winning his home state of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren and Mike Bloomberg also competing, but so far not winning any states, but the night still young.
Vice President Mike Pence says there are now 77 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. Pence also confirmed three more people died, making the domestic total nine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her. And
we are back. Like you listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. If it's not the show you're looking for, hang out. You never know what might happen. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that does some great work out there to protect your rights, your parental rights, and other rights. Brad, before we get back into these stories, tell people what Pacific Justice does.
Yes, Pacific Justice is a nonprofit legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, and we're unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that no one is turned away if it falls in our mission statement to do this work. So we do it all without charge, all across the United States, through a network of hundreds and hundreds of attorneys, in addition to those full-time attorneys we have on staff.
And just when you thought you heard it all, the voodoo priest, this I love this stuff. I think this is great. Pacific Justice, you just guys just represented a Bible school in South Pacific against, well, a really weird claim by a practicing voodoo priest. I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Zaji Zajarada. He applied for a job in the business office of an international university, a Christian Bible school located in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. territory. After he didn't get the job, he filed a complaint. Why didn't they give him a job? He seems like such a nice guy.
Well, he was there for a couple of weeks, and they were, you know, he wasn't signing the statement of faith, and then they finally realized that he was going to refuse to sign it, and then they realized why. It's because he's a self-professed voodoo priest, and they talked and said, well, you know, you can't be here. Well, he wanted to stay there employed, even though it's a Christian school from kindergarten all the way up through actually college courses and college work.
Right.
And so we, as a Bible school, so they fired him, and then he filed a lawsuit. Now, this is not the first lawsuit he's filed. He has a reputation, apparently, of suing and suing and suing, trying to set up kind of these kinds of lawsuits, apparently. And in fact, so much so that the local legislative body actually passed a resolution condemning him for doing this. So his reputation definitely goes before him. We at Pacific Justice who were contacted, and we went ahead and we stood by our pledge, which is to make sure that everywhere in America, including way in the South Pacific, has its religious freedom, liberties protected. And so we took this on, and we defended this wonderful Christian school.
And what's it look like? Where's it going? Is he coming back again? We've not seen the end of this guy. He's already done like 15 of these, right?
Yeah, he may be coming back somewhere, but he's not going to be coming back against our client because we just announced that we settled the matter, and our client, did not have to, pay out anything to this individual. Our client is protected with regards to being able to continue to hire and fire people based on their calling by God to do so and to minister to kids. So it's I can't say anything more as regarding the settlement than that, but that we're very pleased with the outcome, and hopefully it sends a message to people anywhere in the United States territories. That is, if you attack religious freedom, if you attack parental rights, if you attack the sanctity of human life, you can expect Pacific Justice Institute to come after you and defend those that you're trying to trounce on with regard to the
liberty. Well, wait a minute now. Slow down there, Sparky, because according to AOC, she has a problem with that comment, right? So the House Oversight Committee alleged that the Trump administration is using religious liberty to assault the LGBTQ rights. Alexandra, I can't even say her name. AOC, we'll put it that way. She's one of the loudest critics in the room. She made unfounded allegations about those of us who cherish the right to practice our faith. She says that religious liberty is really just another form of white supremacy or bigotry. Right? And
yeah.
And but she's not the only one. She's not the only one in Congress and other places who claim, because she says she's a Catholic, and who claim to have these belief systems, but yet feel that anybody who tries to live out their religious belief is nothing more than a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, and that kind of thing. I mean, my God, I hope they never get full control again, right?
Right. Basically, her statement implicitly makes allegation, either alleges one, that people who have these religious beliefs and the Catholic Church and people of Protestant faith, et cetera, all these years they've just been making this stuff up as a pretext for hatred and bigotry and discrimination. She's going to have to put the Apostle Paul on trial and the Apostle Peter on trial and many others from Scripture to be able to make that case, because these teachings aren't cultural. These are come back, go all the way to the Scriptures. The Scriptures recognize the foundation for the Christian faith. So instead what she's implying is that her religion, her true religion, intolerant religion of the radical LGBTQ movement, is one that trumps and any freedom and right of anyone to believe differently and have sincere religious beliefs. These aren't just cultural bias or prejudice. We're talking about sincere, deep religious beliefs that she says is not protected, and suddenly her radical religion is trumping the rights of every other faith, every other belief in the country. It's really very bigoted and intolerant and extremely insensitive.
Oh, yeah.
When you really understand exactly what she's alleging.
Oh yeah, no question about it. She and again, when she comes out with these things, people actually believe them to be truth, and it scares me. Hey, the before I get to the Supreme Court one, I don't know if you heard about the story today in L.A. where the husband of somebody running for office in Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey, she's rerunning for the office. A group of Black Lives Matter protesters showed up at her house at 5:40 in the morning, about 30 of them. They got on the front porch, they started ringing the doorbell. You know, you can imagine what 30 people sound like. Her husband came out with a gun And he told her, you know, you got to get off my porch. You got to get off my property. Get out of here. I don't care who you are. You know, it's 5:40 in the morning. Kind of scary. So eventually he had to call the police to remove them. He can't get any trouble for that, can he?
He might. He Ooh. Might get in trouble for that. And the question is, was his usage of the firearm necessary to hold back a real material threat and direct threat of harm to him or those in his household? You know, he opened the door. If he had kept the door closed, locked it, waited for the police to come, that obviously would have been the more prudent thing to do. But, you know, it's easy to look in the rearview mirror. When you're looking at night, early morning hours at night, because it's still dark, and these loud noises are happening, and it's radical. These are radicals screaming.
Yep.
They may be busting down the door. They may be coming in. They may, you know, the hypotheticals of this kind of radical behavior can be very overtaking of someone. And when you look at him, he wants to protect his wife, who has had threats, all kinds of threats against her in terms of life, you know, threats to her life.
Yep.
You know, in a way, it really actually makes sense for the reasonable person to respond the way he did. I sincerely hope that that no action is brought against him in view of all the circumstances.
Yep, and well, his wife is a district attorney. I don't know how well that would go over. But you know, it's interesting that here I have these people on my property, on my lawn, on my porch at 5:40 in the morning. They're telling her she has to come out and have a town hall with them on her front lawn. I'm thinking, this is my property. Go away.
Yeah.
You have no right to be here.
Yeah, they wanted her to do it right now.
Yeah.
To come out in her pajamas to address this mob at night who are yelling and screaming and radical Black Lives Matter. I can understand why you responded the way you did.
I would come out in my underwear and say, sure, come on in. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring it back on. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, doing a lot of great things out there. Well, you know, to protect your rights, your kids' rights, and, you know, here in California, we're losing our rights as the days go on. Parents no longer have the right to choose what school their kids go to. They no longer have a right to choose what's in their curriculum, and almost, it's not impossible, but almost impossible on opting out of some of the programs that they have that would make you and I blush, let alone many others. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, let's get to it since we were, you know, I mean, I've been dining at some of the Supreme Court issues, and again, as we get in front of the Supreme Court, you know, real quick, I don't want to take a long time on this, but I keep telling people, the Supreme Court doesn't make law. So when they say a law is unconstitutional, it doesn't die there. That's an opinion from the Supreme Court. Now, Congress should take that law back and rewrite it, tweak it, do whatever they need to do to get it in line with the court. True?
Yes, that's the general understanding based on Marbury versus Madison, where the Supreme Court says, hey, legislature, we have the final say on whether something is constitutional or not, and if we say something you pass is unconstitutional, then you're going to have to, and you want it to become law in some way, then you need to take it back and tweak it so it meets our criteria as we see the Constitution mandating.
Yeah, see, and people think that they, in essence, when they kill something, you can't go anywhere near it again. And yet we see cases come up in front of the Supreme Court on a regular basis that are similar to ones they already turned down. For instance, you know, you've got now one of the first major abortion cases coming in front of the Supreme Court since, I think, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch joined the Supreme Court. And this is, to your point earlier, this is the heartbeat case, if you would, or heartbeat law. And they killed one, for lack of a better term. They killed one that came through in Texas, I think it was, right, by a 5-3 vote. It was struck
right.
It struck down the Texas law requiring that abortion providers obtained admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. And now
right.
they're taking on another case.
Yeah, my understanding is Louisiana has something similar. It's a little different, but it looks like that there's a good chance that Louisiana's bill will be upheld as constitutional. It's very similar. It basically just says that, hey, if you've got an abortion clinic, if there's complications, whatnot, that abortionist killing that unborn, or whatever, you know, if there's complications, they need to be in a position to be able to make sure that that woman who may be bleeding to death, et cetera, has adequate medical care in a nearby hospital to deal with that, and so that you don't have unnecessary risk of life and death to the mother carrying out that horrific procedure.
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't think it happens often, go watch the Gosnell movie. Right, there are more men out there like him that are doing this kind of thing without the medical support that they need, and all kinds of things are happening in some of these abortion clinics across the country. Whether they want to, you know, it's really funny because the original ruling was abortions weren't supposed to happen as easy as they are. They were just supposed to become safe should they need to be performed, and they've become less safe. California is actually talking about allowing physicians' assistants to perform abortions. Figure that one out.
Yeah, and that's very reckless with regard to the health and safety of women. You know, where they end up with mentally, emotionally after that procedure is one thing, but we cannot allow our state and its ideology, radical nature to put women's health and lives at risk, and that's what they're trying to do by allowing lower level of care for women having what can be a very serious procedure.
Yeah, you know, and now they're pushing the fallacy that giving natural childbirth is much more dangerous than an abortion. Have you heard that one?
Yes. Yes, I have. There's several big differences. One is when someone is having a baby, they're usually in a hospital and they have fantastic health care and benefits and, I mean, you know, resources around them, expertise. You go to one of these fly-by-night abortion clinics, the likes of Planned Parenthood, you don't have anywhere near that degree of medical care and expertise, or much less doctors who are have a reputation of compromising at times, seemingly the health and safety of women choosing this procedure, so we've seen reports where they don't do proper vetting for the woman to find out her past medical issues and concerns and the like. So it's really night and day. And I think that that also when we look at the long-term ramifications, a woman who has a baby is actually very healthy and very likely to have a child in the future. A woman who has an abortion with the scar tissue and the scarring oftentimes do have serious complications when they do want to actually have the baby and not kill the unborn baby. So, there are long-term ramifications medically and emotionally inherent to the abortion procedure.
And again, when you talk to these people, I just wish somebody with enough knowledge like yourself and others could sit there on the other side of the table and go, whoa, wait a minute. I actually am a doctor, and here's what takes place during a birth. This is what takes place during an abortion. I really wish they would start showing what happens during an abortion in if you really want to get down to it, in science and health, in school. If they want to show you how to have sex, if they want to show you how the reproductive system works from a sexual standpoint, then let's do it all. Why hold anything back for these kids? They have to have an understanding of how this works, don't they?
Yeah, and the sad thing is that the sad truth is that states like California have rejected any attempts to give proper information and consumer protection for women to really understand exactly where they are truthfully and honestly in the stage of pregnancy, and specifically what they're going to be doing to dismember and kill that unborn fetus or baby. So it's very problematic, and states like California, unfortunately, have a long way to go to really truly engage in proper consumer protection for women in these very often dire and emotionally stressful situations.
Yeah, simply put, it's because they just don't care. Okay,
no,
let's get back to it. An Arkansas police officer, he prays every day at the school's flagpole. Her daughter goes to the school. Her husband, I guess, teaches there or just around the corner. And my concern here is, as I see this, and once the story gets out, you know what happens, right? Just like the coach that was praying on the football field after the game was over. This flagpole is on school property. Could they conceivably stop the officer from doing this?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that that they are doing this. One of the questions, of course, they have to address is this during school hours or is it before or after school hours? And that obviously has some effect. But even then, it's whether or not children themselves are being coerced to pray or to feel proselytized to engage in religious activity, religious conduct. We at Pacific Justice Institute actually work with the school district, Northern California, Loomis, where the flagpole poles on the elementary school campuses at the base in concrete says "In God We Trust," our national motto, and that's protected. And we were more than willing to go to bat for them to protect them, and it wasn't challenged because even the intolerant ACLU knew that there's nothing unconstitutional about our national motto.
Yeah, I love that. I love throwing that term around to people when they start complaining. But I go, no. Supreme Court's already said we're good, so we're just going to leave it alone. It's going to be really that easy. But apparently, this guy or this lady does. She's the resource officer for the school, so she technically works there, but she does it in the morning. I can't get out of the article whether she does it before school starts, but I would imagine it's early in the morning. The kids are probably in class. Doesn't look like they're around the flagpole when she's praying or what have you. But, again, you know, once a story like this comes out, you know what happens next, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, and we at Pacific Justice Institute stand ready to provide counsel and or representation for the parties involved who are defending the ability for individuals to express themselves and their faith in a manner that is not in any way coercing students or intimidating students to join them in some kind of religious behavior like prayer.
Yeah, terrible thing to want to do. Anyway, Brad, tell people where they can find you.
Yes, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots more coming up in the next hour. We're going to do a recap of CPAC and some of the interviews I did there. Don't go far.